All right, hey guys, hope you're doing super well. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode of Finance Fam. Just a little precursor to this episode, we talked about ChatGPT last week and kind of went into the platform, what you can do with it, how to interact with ChatGPT, all that kind of stuff. This episode was actually recorded before we did the ChatGPT episode, and it started one morning when Andrew walked in. I was talking about abs and fitness, and then we decided to ask ChatGPT a question about abs. And that's where this whole spin-off episode came from. Andrew was kind of blown away. You can kind of listen and hear his like genuine reaction to experiencing ChatGPT for the first time. It's pretty funny and cool. And all in all, this episode really is about fitness, health, finance, all that stuff. So anyways, just a little precursor. If you're like, where is this coming from? What were they thinking when they recorded this? This was like a complete just fluff episode where we didn't see it coming. We didn't plan for it. And the conversation went that way. So we decided to keep with it. So anyways, little context for you. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks. Welcome to the Finance Fam Show. This is where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, this show is going to help you beat the rat race, build wealth, get out of debt, invest, and live with purpose to gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls you as a believer. Andrew and I are two dudes that love Jesus. We love our families. We love freedom. We love personal finance. And we want to help you unleash all the potential that God has in store for you. So we're not finance experts. This isn't financial advice, but we're so glad you're here. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Welcome, guys, to Finance Fam. I'm Isaiah. This is Andrew. We're about to rock and roll. We got some new tech. We're coming at you live.
Yeah, we do.
With some sweet. We haven't figured out what to name it, but
yeah.
Or have you? Have you figured it out?
We're just gonna call the AI we're using for this show our assistant Jacob. Jacob is here with us in the studio.
What's the one that Joe Rogan calls? Is it?
Oh, what's it? Jamie? Yeah, Jamie. It's like Jamie looked this up. Actually, Jamie
and Jacob.
It's yeah. We don't have Jamie on this show, but we do have Jacob, the artificial intelligence. Anytime we need to look something up, Jacob is on the case.
Because screw Google.
Exactly. We never need Google again because we have
just
AI
sifting through articles trying to find. As an SEO, I'm the guy who causes these problems, but I just hate sifting through meaningless information.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Google.
Anyways, we've been having some lively conversations before we hit record here, talking about ChatGPT, talking about abs, talking about business.
Abs, yes. We talked about abs.
Anything we want to hit before we hit
Oh, for Jeffy's? Sure, let's talk about abs, because you can't just casually talk about this without some real statistics. We're not going to ask Jacob about this one.
Okay, well, that's not fair.
But we
you should ask Jacob. What percentage of the... Here, while I explain it to the audience,
yeah,
ask
sure.
What percentage of the U.S. are millionaires, and then what percentage of the U.S. have abs?
Okay.
So, back in December, so for those that don't know, I've been on a weight loss journey for the last 2 or 3 years. I gained 100 pounds over 3 or 4 years, from COVID to having babies to getting married. All this stuff happened. Gained 100 pounds, basically 25 pounds a year. Realized that I'm going to die sooner rather than later, and there's no point in being phi if I'm gonna die soon. So
what's the point of phi if you're gonna die?
Exactly. Exactly. So I was like, let me optimize my health and my finances, but first, like, health is really important because I want to be alive to see my kids grow up. Anyways, I did a program, lost a lot of weight. It was great. I didn't work out or anything, and it was a good experience. It got me it was the catalyst to start my health journey. I'll say that much. And then come mid last year, started working out in the gym, lifting every day. And sometime around November, December of 2022, a friend who's really close to me, Ben Brinker, challenged me and sent me some statistics and some memes, which we're about to share here in a second, but basically said, hey, out of Americans, like I've always told him my goal is to be a millionaire.
Yes.
He's like, out of Americans, you know, like I think 10%, which you're about to fact check me,
yeah,
are millionaires. And then a smaller percentage of those people have abs. And the basic point you're trying to make from whatever video he sent me was, it's much harder to have abs than it is to be a millionaire. And I'm like, well, that sucks. And I'm a four wing three. So the three of me was like,
ooh, let's go. Threes.
Let me attack that. And the moral of the story is, if I can get abs this year, then it'll overspill and I'll probably make 10 or 20 or $50 million. I was telling Andrew. That's the goal here.
That's the goal. Nice.
So anyways, fact check me. I'm curious
to know. So if you're curious to know what Jacob says, I mean, this is fascinating because the way this AI works, you ask it a question, you put it in the thing, and it it creates a paragraph that is written better than I could. Like, yeah. It is a way like, better
right
writer than me.
Right in front of you, literally.
And it's going to be writing, unfortunately, my job of writing episodes for this show. I'm out of work because Jacob will be writing our show, I guess, Isaiah.
Listen, he is here to supercharge you as a human.
Hey, there we go.
He's here to 10x your output.
All right, thank you, Jacob. So this is what Jacob has to say. According to recent estimates, approximately 6% of Americans are millionaires, which is defined as having a net worth of at least $1 million. As a percentage of Americans who have six-pack abs, it is a difficult statistic to quantify,
sure,
as it depends on several factors, such as age, gender, body type, and level of fitness. However, it is estimated that only a small minority of the population, perhaps less than 20%, have well-defined six-pack abs. It's important to note that having six-pack abs does not necessarily indicate good health, and being a millionaire does not guarantee happiness or well-being.
Well said, Jacob.
I mean, I think our episode should just be on abs.
It can be.
I think it needs to
be. Let's change it.
we're not talking about what we're going to talk about.
So that's a great point here, is that I think most millionaires that occurs later in life. So
yes.
It's not average. It's not common to have a 20-year-old be a millionaire and then also have abs. In fact, it's probably the opposite. You're probably more likely to have abs at our age than you are to be a millionaire. And if you're a millionaire, which most people are retiring at 60, 65, you're probably not having abs that age, but you're probably a millionaire. So I guess that's fair.
So I have abs, Isaiah.
Really?
You just can't see them.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
For sure. I have to, you know, give a shout out to my cousins because we joke about this. My cousins, we grew up in the same neighborhood. We're kind of like brothers. Like, The joke is Bullard men can't have abs. Like, I mean,
there's big men.
For whatever reason, it's just, it wasn't in our genetics. It's not, I wouldn't say it's impossible. I think the closest I've seen is Sam, my cousin Sam. But still, it's like, it's just, you're never going to get that, like, physique of, I guess, Arnold Schwartz or whatever the standard of well-defined six-pack abs. So, I don't know, 20% of the population, that seems high to me, right? Most of America is obese. I don't know.
We have all these TikTok stars, you know?
You know what I should have said? Give me sources. I didn't do that.
You can ask right now. It'll
all right,
understand
Jacob.
The context of what you just asked. It's,
all right,
say, give me some sources.
Give me some sources.
So, right down
so it's down here. I go, all right, give me some sources.
While you're typing that out,
Jacob.
I asked Billy about this, about abs, and he was actually the one who told me what to
Shout out to Billy Humphrey.
He was like, anybody can have abs. It really comes down to body fat, typically. So like you said, we all have abs, but there's a certain rate at which, there's a certain percentage at which we can finally see those abs.
Yeah.
So I was at 30% back in November. This morning I'm at 24%.
Nice.
So my goal, though I may not actually achieve abs, because you're right, there's genetics, there's a lot of things that play there.
Yeah.
Statistically, some people can see their abs around 15%. Some require 10%. You might require 12%. It's everybody's different, but it's like typically 15% or under is when you can start seeing abs.
Yeah.
So my goal right now is 15% body fat.
So what does one do in the gym to have abs, to have well-defined abs? Is it just more sit-ups, core? What do you do?
So I don't have abs that are visible right now, so I can't say definitively that I'm.
But you do have abs. They're there.
I worked on abs this morning. So I will say that I've lost 6% in body fat, and I'll say what I've done to do that. And that is, I start every workout with 15 minutes of cardio. I run or elliptical or bicycle or whatever. I then do a body group. Back, biceps, shoulders, triceps, chest, legs, abs. I'm missing something, but the typical. Mm-hmm. I don't take rest days. I don't believe in rest days unless my body's telling me I need a rest day. So I go every day. And then eating. If you don't win at eating, then it doesn't matter what you do in the gym.
That's true.
So for me, that means like 3 to 4 bars a day, one protein shake for lunch, and then whatever I want to eat for dinner.
Yeah. So Jacob has finished loading and gave me some information. He gave me a 2019 report approximating 6% of American households have a net worth. And then look at this. I think your buddy Ben was correct. Less than 5% of people who did have a
That's crazy.
Specific abdominal exercise. So it's somewhere between 5% and 20% because it's so difficult to quantify. Like,
right.
What does it
How
mean
do you,
to have abs?
Who's collecting that data?
I don't know.
Look at your shirt.
What a job. What a job that would be. Anyways, Well, this has been a great and fascinating episode of the Finance Fam, where we ask the very important question. I know you were asking this. You know, that's why you clicked on this video. That's why you were listening on Spotify, is to answer the question, you know, do more Americans have abs, or are they millionaires? And so why is this an important question, Isaiah? I would say it is relevant to our Finance Fam.
Yeah. So I know this has been very spontaneous, but to bring it back to our audience, and if you've made it this far, great job, about finance, getting to the meat of it, consider the quadrants of your life. I'm going to go very high level, 30,000 foot view. Optimize every area, not just your finances. So if you're in debt, get out of debt, build your emergency fund, invest, but also look at your health. You know, if you're out of shape, optimize your health, because you want to live longer. You want to spend time with your loved ones. You want to be in the best shape of your life for obvious reasons. Optimize your spiritual, you know, optimize your relationship with the Lord. If that's failing, you know, if you're not giving that the love it needs, the time it needs, I think you're going to have a really hard life, for one. But there's just this reality of optimizing every quadrant. And I said four. I'm trying to think. For me, it's definitely spiritual, health, finance, maybe relational, like just with people. There's probably another one I can think of. Career is a good one. But at the end of the day, I think there's a correlation between all these things. And so if you're already on the finance journey or the health journey, get into the other quadrants as soon as possible.
So good.
And again, what I'm realizing is if I can get abs or get my body healthy, I made this revelation yesterday in the gym. I think you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes 20 years or whatever at, you know, the average investing rate that we're doing at to become millionaires, which is such a long time horizon, right? And I realized, like, investing is very similar to health. Like, every meal, I think we talked about this, every meal is a investment in your future Andrew.
So
right?
good.
If you eat a salad, you're caring for 50-year-old Andrew.
That Indian food I had last night. Probably not the best, but...
Or Taco Bell. Probably hurt you.
It was really, really good, but it was probably really, really bad for that investment.
Right. So every meal, every workout is an investment. It's you investing, putting money in a Roth IRA.
Okay.
And what I realized is health, you're not on a 20 or 30 or 40 year time horizon like investing. It's actually like within a year or two, you can get jacked and in shape. And I listened to Alex Ramosi, famous entrepreneur and marketer who started... gym membership. He did a business based on gyms, and he was like, when I got a breakthrough in my body is when my finances exploded, because I realized all it takes is consistency and dedication, and money typically is a longer time horizon. So anyways, the point is, if you can do health, you can easily become, it's 10 times easier probably to become a millionaire, because you've seen what it takes. So that was a tangent.
So good. So if you have a question, I mean, if you enjoy this kind of content, you know, let us know. If this is not your deal, let us know. If you have if you have a question for Jacob on a future episode that you would like us to discuss with him, we'd love to do that. We now have an assistant on the show. We're calling him Jacob, and he comes in handy when you're looking up random facts about things. And so thank you for joining us for this episode, this special edition of the Finance Fam, where we try out a very new technology. So see you guys next time.
See you guys.